So we're learning in the Gemara Masechet the Indian of Kiddush in Shul. And there's machlokas we saw in Daf Kuf Amud Beis, machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, when they say Kiddush in Shul for the Orchim, whether or not one is Yotze that Kiddush or not. So according to Rav Paskin, that you're Yotze Kiddush. When you and I go to Shul, I know growing up in Bnei Ashurin, they would always say, they still do, they say Kiddush Friday night and the boys line up to get some grape juice. So according to Rav, one is Yotze Kiddush. Even though we're not having any meal there, there's no Suda, we're still Yotze Kiddush. So for Yotze Kiddush, he asks the question, the Gemara asks, so why in the world do we say Kiddush when we go home again? We read your Yotze Kiddush. You don't do a mitzvah twice. Why would you say Kiddush a second time? And so the Gemara answers, as we know, in order to be motzi the banav ubnei beisa, to fulfill the outstanding chiyuvim that our wife and children all have to hear Kiddush as well, so we repeat it again. That's what happens. Now, that you can't repeat you can't do a mitzvah twice. You can't say, I'm ready, Yotze Kiddush. How do I say Kiddush a second time?
But
I can't daven Shemoneh Esrei two times.
Kiddush. Like, well, I don't know. It's like, is he just assuming the wife makes Kiddush for the kids?
It could be the wife. It could be the kids. So, but I can't do a mitzvah two times. So how can I do a mitzvah two times? The Gemara says that I say it a second time. It's okay to say it a second time. So now, even though we don't have Kiddush anymore, many shuls don't have Kiddush in shul Friday nights, even though that's the case, we are still Yotze, our Kiddush, by davening. By saying Vayichul HaShemayim, that itself, and all of Shemoneh Esrei, that itself is a fulfillment of Kiddush. The Magen Avraham writes that Kiddush Midaraisa is simply saying Dvarim, Kiddush Midvarim. The idea of having wine is only a requirement on a Dirabbanan level. But Midaraisa, the moment you say whatever it might be, Vayichulu, you say a good Shabbos, you say Mizmor Shir, that's a fulfillment of Kiddush. I've now fulfilled my obligation on a deraisa level.
Even
so now,
Shmuel?
Even according to Shmuel, yeah.
How is that without a bracha?
What?
You don't make a bracha on that, right?
Correct. Kiddush is saying it's Shabbos now. I'm acknowledging Shabbos has started now. Mm-hmm. So now, according to the Magen Avraham, who understands that, and everyone agrees to this, that Kiddush on a deraisa level is simply Dvarim, saying words. So now all of us have been Yotze Kiddush on Shul Friday night. So how then do we go home? How we motzi our wives, our children? Same question you have in the Gemara here. In the Gemara, it was even better, even stronger. They were Yotze Kiddush through Yayin. So now if you're Yotze one time, how are you able to be perform a mitzvah a second time for the children, the wife at home? How can you do a mitzvah multiple times? Now, just as background, so I'm assuming you saw this already, the first source, that women have the same chiv as men when it comes to Kiddush. They also have a midaraisa obligation to say or hear Kiddush. What's it based on? We know that women are pater mitzvahs aseh shezman grama. They're pater in mitzvahs that are time-bound. Shabbos certainly is time-bound. Shabbos is once a week. So how come women are chayiv in Kiddush if it's mitzvahs aseh shezman grama? So the Gemara tells us that since the Chazal tells us that Shamar v'Zachar b'dibur echad, that they said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said both at the same time, so Shamar implies los ases, and Zachar implies ases. So the two are connected. And the Gemara says in Shabbat, in Pesachim, kol sheyeshna b'shmira yeshna b'zachira. Those who are chayv to keep the los ases also have to keep the ases. So since women are chayv in all los ases in the Torah, with the exception of three, they're not. Since they're chayiv in the los aseis of Shabbos, the mele the chayiv in the mitzvahs ase of Shabbos, the chayiv in Kiddush. So we know women are chayiv in Kiddush Midraisa. So again, how do you and I, when we're Yotze Kiddush in Shul Friday night, how we motzi the women when we get home? So you're going to tell me, you saw already the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that there's a concept that afal pishe yotza, motzi. Even though I fulfilled my mitzvah once already, I'm able to repeat again to motzi those who have not yet fulfilled the mitzvah. So I could help. There's an Indian of Arvus. The way the Ran says, if Reuven didn't get his mitzvah yet, it's as if I didn't get my mitzvah either. Meaning, even though I said Kiddush already, if Reuven doesn't have his Kiddush, it's Ke'ilu I haven't said Kiddush yet, and therefore I'm able to fulfill his need. The Indian of Arvus, that we're all connected, we're all here to help each other out. So, since even though I said Kiddush and Shul already, I'm able to repeat Kiddush for my wife and my kids at home.
But at this point, I've only been going to Rav.
Only according to Rav.
According to Shmuel, I was in Yotze.
Yeah, even not Yotze, it's not a question. Only if you assume you're Yotze in Shul. But we're saying even according to the Magen Avraham that says you're Yotze Kiddush by Dvarim Ba'alma, so then it certainly is a Shaila. If we're Yotze in Shul Friday night, how do you repeat it again for the women?
So according to Shmuel, the concept of in Kiddush all the monks is only Dirabanan.
Everyone agrees it's only Midirabanan. Yeah. So fine. So it's Midin Arvis. I come home and say Kiddush for my wife and spouse. It's Midin Arvis. That's how I'm able to do this. Even though I was Yotze already, I could still repeat it to be Motzi others. Now the problem is the Rush. The sheet of the Rush, the famous sheet of the Rush, is that women are not Bechlal Arvis. He doesn't explain why this is. It goes back, I don't remember, but it goes back to the source of Arvis. I don't remember how he knows this.
Women but, amongst themselves are Arvis, but not women.
So we'll get there. So Rush just writes that women are not Bechlal Arvis at all. They're not Bechlal Arvis. There's no in and of Arvis. You can't be Motzi them, they can't be Motzi you. It doesn't exist in the world of the Rush, it seems. It's talking about the context of benching, that a woman cannot be Motzi us because this Arvis doesn't exist for women. So that assumption that Arvis doesn't exist, so then how am I, as a husband, able to go home and be Motzi my wife? Arvis doesn't exist. They don't have that type of connection that men have. Women don't have that in and of Arvis. So how can I be my children, my children who are above 13, my boys who are above 13, that I understand. They're men, and then Arvis is they're included in Arvis. But women, ainam b'chla Arvis. So how is it going to work for me to be Motzi her chiv? If we have the same level of chiv, if we're both deraisa, so then fine, I'm being Motzi myself, and you could jump on that bandwagon. But if I'm not chayv on a deraisa level, because I said kiddush already, and you are chayv on a deraisa level, the only way I can help my wife is by the avenue of Arvis, of us being connected, we're all connected, but women don't have Arvis. They don't work through Arvis, I shouldn't be able to be Motzi them. That's the question that the Achronim ask. And this is the question of the Dagmar Ravava.
Just for discussion's sake, they do have Arvis amongst themselves, but
for the Rush, they have no Arvis at all. So the Dagmar Ravava, who's in Noda Behuda, asks this question. He says, I don't understand. He asks the question, how in the world are men who are Yotze and Shul Friday night, how are they able to Motzi their wives? Look this inside number four. Vanim is topic. I'm not sure.
According to the Rush,
exactly. Yeah, that's a good point. Meaning there are Rishonim who hold that women do have Arvis. If there is Arvis by women, there's no question at all. Then it's Pashut. The reason how I could say Kiddush again at home is because Arvis works for women. This is in the world of the Rush who hold that there is no Arvis for women. If there's no Arvis for women, how then can I say Kiddush for them? So says the Dagam Ravava, number four. Ani mistapik, I'm not sure. Im ha'isha eina b'chal Arvis, if they're not including Arvis, the hainu, that means shehi eina, areva ba'ad acherim, they can't be connected in this way with other people. Aval ha'anashim, shekiblu Arvis b'har grizim b'har evil. Men who are there and accepted this Arvis, this responsibility that they have for each and every other Jew. Nis arvu gam ba'ad ha'anashim, or do we say, even though the women can't, the men can represent women, Im kain shaper motzi ha'isha sa'isha, afshar karyata, meaning what? Women don't have Arvis in terms of they can't be motzi men, but they can be the recipient. Men can be motzi them, because since I am saying Kiddush, I have Arvis, I could bring them into my Arvis. My wife, who doesn't have Arvis, she can't bring me in. Is that a distinction we can make? Oh, Dilma perhaps asks the Dagam Rivava, Dilma kishem sha'anashim lo nichnasu b'chla Arvis? So kach lo kiblu hanashim arvus b'shul nashim. Just like women cannot represent a person in arvus, they can't be the recipient of arvus either. The question is, are they completely excluded from arvus entirely? Or no, it just means they can't represent us through arvus, but they can receive arvus. That's the suffix of the Dagal Mirvava.
It's so explicit that the women weren't there at the Hargrizim
Har. I don't remember the source how it works. So this is the question that the Dagal Mirvava asks. And it's very, very important for men who are Motzi, the women, at home Friday night. So how are we going to explain what we all do? All of us say Kiddush at home, even though we're Yotzei Kiddush in Shul. How do we repeat this?
Is the Rush assuming that logic of the Dagama Mirvava is working, that women can't be Makabal, the Arevas, to be...
Yeah, he assumes they cannot be Makabal. The question.
He's just explaining what his logic is.
No, he's asking now, even though they can't be Makabal. No, I'm sorry. The Rush says they can't be Motzi. The question is, can they be Makabal? That's the Shaila. Rush definitely says they can't be Motzi through Arvis. The suffix is whether they can be Makabal through Arvis. That's the suffix of the Dagam Rivava. So then, how do we understand? How could we explain, again, that when men are Yotze, Kiddush, and Shul Friday night, how do we go ahead and now our Chiv is only now a Dirabanan Chiv? Our requirement to say Kiddush on wine is only derban chiv, yet our wives' requirement is a deraisa chiv. So how could I use my derabanan obligation of kiddush and yayin to motzi women's deraisa? Arvis, women don't have arvis. If you assume that they have arvis, then everything's fine. But we're working within the world of the rush, where arvis doesn't exist. How we motzi the nashim? So there are a few answers that I brought. Anyone know any of the answers that are suggested?
I think that's based on Shmuel. So Chaz Yotze, why is that? What, where does it come from? The fear of well, not the fear, but the problem of any kiddush from Malchus Suda. Because according to Shmuel, it's pasha. I heard kiddush here. I was Yotze kiddush diaraisa, but the rabbanon came along and said ain the kiddush elav Malchus Suda.
No, why is it pasha? Because according to Shmuel, Mideraisa, you're Yotze through saying Kiddush alone.
But the Rabbanan,
right,
have to
do
it.
Right, but he says, Ein Kiddush Elav Malchus Suda. So, even if that's in the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan made that gedda, you have to now make Kiddush again. So, him does not.
No, his chiv is the Rabbanan, but the woman's chiv is still Deraisa because she hasn't said anything yet.
But he's making Kiddush for himself anyway, at home.
Yeah, but his fulfillment is only a Rabbanan fulfillment. For him to fulfill his wife's Deraisa.
Oh.
Right. So what's the explanation? How is he able to say Kiddush? So I think what you're saying is something good. I'll say at the end. It's a more confusing explanation. I'll try to work with that Shmuel and at the end. But one explanation is that some recommend, therefore, the women should daven. If you daven at home and say Kabbalah Shabbos and Maariv, they also now reyotze Kiddush, bidvarm, they fulfill their deraisa chiv, and now they both have the same equal chiv of a derban Kiddush on wine, and this way they're on the same playing field. You don't need arvis anymore. It's regular being motzi, your wife, the same exact obligation, and that everyone agrees works.
How come you don't need arvis anymore? It just works because you both need it.
Exactly. No, arvis only is necessary. If I don't have a chiv, but you do, I can only jump in through arvis. But if we have the same chiv, I'm doing it for myself, and then you could jump on my mitzvah. Some say that the Rabbi Akiva Eger writes in a different place by saying good Shabbos, that also is Kiddush B'dvar. By saying good Shabbos, that's acknowledging Shabbos has started, and that's enough. The Torah doesn't tell us anywhere how to zachas Yom HaShabbos, how to do zichreu, to remember Shabbos. A good Shabbos, that acknowledgement, according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, is sufficient to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Daraisa. So that's why it's a practice. At many homes, a husband walks in and says, Good Shabbos, Good Shabbos, Good Shabbos. So you shouldn't say it when you're leaving to Shuk sometimes, because then if she says Good Shabbos, now she started Shabbos, and if she hasn't yet lit the candles, it's a problem of lighting candles now that Shabbos has started. So practice is say a good night of Shabbos, I'll see you later when you leave. When you come home, the practice is say Good Shabbos, and then she says Good Shabbos, and now she said Kiddush, she's Yotze Daraisa, and now you have the same level of Dirabanan obligation.
But wouldn't you say candle lighting is
so some say that. Exactly. Some say that as well. Some say candle lighting is also, but candle lighting, there's nothing that's said. There's a bracha that's said. There's a maisa that's done of halakha. And so oftentimes women will say, after they light candles, they'll say to the kids at home, Good Shabbos, Good Shabbos, Good Shabbos, that same inyan of starting Shabbos. But some do say, you're right, halakas nerus alone would be sufficient for her to fulfill her requirement on a deraisa level, and in which case, again, when the husband comes home, their level of chiv is both the same of being only midirabanan.
Even if they're both derabanan, if she's not in the Torah of Arvos, of Arad, he can be motzi.
Sure, he can. If they're both derabanan, he can. Arvos is, as we said before.
The Gemara of Arvos says zero.
Yeah, but that's not Arvos. Arvos is only a situation where I'm not chayv, but he is. Okay. But if we're both chayv, so if I'm doing it for myself, not for you, I'm doing it for myself, that's not arvis. That's being moti someone. Okay. If I'm trying to fulfill a chiv that I don't have, that you do have, that has to only work through arvis.
Once heard about having negative kavanah.
Yeah, very excellent, very good. Some say there's this understood idea that none of us are having in mind to be yotze kiddush. There's a concept of mitzos shichos kavanah. Machlokas, whether mitzos require kavanah or they don't require kavanah. So we assume when it comes to a mitzvah deraisa, you need kavanah. If I'm shaking lulav without any kavanah, I'm just shaking it, I don't get the mitzvah. Mitzvos deraisa tzrichos kavanah. And therefore, since kiddush is a mitzvah deraisa, according to most poskim, none of us have in mind to be yotze kiddush deraisa when we daven in shul Friday night. And therefore, we don't fulfill the chiv of kiddush in shul Friday night, and our chiv deraisa still exists, and that's why we can be motzi our wives when we get home. Very good. Two other pshatim, two other explanations. One is Rabbi Akiva Eger. Akiva Eger, which I assume you guys saw, number 5.
Does the fact that we're continuing down this path imply that we paskim like the Rosh?
Very good.
I mean,
fair question. So the Achorim would say, right.
Okay, it's nice. nice to be, Koshish for Shmita Dechuya, but...
No, so the Acharim suggests that we should ideally, it seems that most follow the Rush, and even though it's Machlokas, we should really be Koshish for the Rush. That's what they write down. They write. We should.
So that's the normal Ipsak.
Yeah.
And it would be a cooler to not.
Exactly. Sometimes you can rely on the other opinions against the Rush, but they recommend to follow the Rush l'chadchila. So another explanation is found by Rabbi Kivager. Rabbi Kivager says that when the Rush says Einu Bechal Arvus, it's only because it was talking about you have to understand the context. It wasn't a general rule that women are not Bechal Arvus. Of course they're Bechal Arvus. It was talking about in a situation where women don't have a real chi of deraisa, like benching, I'll explain in a second, that's where they're not Bechal Arvus. But a case where women have a chi of deraisa, of course arvus works. So meaning, when the Rush said women are not bechal arvus, he was talking about benching. Benching, you and I are all chayav midiraisa. Why? Because the nusach of benching is a brischa, taraschah, it says, we have brismilas, we learn Torah. The women, the Gemara says, are not chayav in benching midiraisa. They don't have a brismila, they don't have to learn Torah. So women are pater. So says the Rush, since women are pater on a deraisa level, arvus doesn't work. They're not bechal that parsha of benching. But when it comes to a mitzvah like Kiddush, says Rabbi Kivager, where they are chayv midaraisa, kol she yeshna b'shmira, yeshna b'zechira, so then they are b'chal arvus. The Rush wasn't saying this principle that they're never b'chal arvus. He says whenever they're not chayv, then there's no arvus. But where they are chayv in the midaraisa level, then they are included in arvus. And since Kiddush, women and men both have a chayv midaraisa, arvus would in fact work for Kiddush. That's Rabbi Kivager's understanding of the Shitas of Rush. And the final shot here is as follows. The Rambam is talking about the Inyan of Shmuel and Kiddush Elba Makum Suda. Midaraisa, we know that you have to say Kiddush B'dvarim Ba'alma, Yoyotze, by just saying words. A good Shabbos, let's say, could be Kiddush on a Midaraisa level. Chacham came along and said, you should say it on grape juice. And they said further, it should be b'makom suda. So the Minchas Chinuch says, there's this concept in general. When Chachamim create a takana on a mitzvah daraisa, are they able to change that mitzvah daraisa? In other words, it's as follows. Let's say we know there's an iser midirbanan to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, shechal yos b'shabbos. We don't blow the shofar. Even though midiraisa we blow the shofar, we should blow the shofar whenever Rosh Hashanah is, even on Shabbos. Chacham say, we don't blow it on Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Why don't we blow it on Shabbos? Shem Yavrienu Dal Amos B'Shizr. Unless we carry it for Amos. So they made a gzera. What would happen if I blow the shofar on Shabbos anyways, on Rosh Hashanah? Would I get a mitzvah or not? I went against the Takanos Chachamim. Midaraisa, I did the right thing. I blew the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. But Midirban, I went against the gzera. Would I get a mitzvah of shofar or not? So what? Who cares? Would I get a mitzvah? What's a nafka mina? It's up in Shemayim whether I'm Yotze or not. Nafka Mina is the next day, Sunday, day 2 Rosh Hashanah now, would I say a Shechianu or not say a Shechianu? I blew the show for Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. If it was a good mitzvah, so I don't say a Shechianu day 2 on Sunday. If it was not a good mitzvah, meaning Chachamim came and they were okay the Dover Min HaTorah, they said, even if you do the right thing on a Deraisa level, you don't get the Deraisa. It's as if you did nothing, you would have to say a Shechianu when you blow the show for on Sunday. Or, the Chachma Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Klug asks the following question. Let's say it's Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. A guy couldn't go to shul. He wasn't feeling well. Hey, you know what? I don't want him his shofar. I'm going to blow my own shofar. He goes to, takes his shofar out of his nice case of silver. He has a shofar, beautiful shofar. He says a bracha. He blows a tkiah. He blows a shvarim. He says, oh, today's Shabbos. So now the Rav Shlomo Klug asks, should he make the final tkiah to get the mitzvah in? Or no, should he not? Meaning, the first two, the tkiah and the shvarim, is nothing without the final tkiah. So if there's a kim deraisa even on Shabbos, so Shlomo Kluger says he should blow that final tkiah to get the mitzvah. But if no, the Chacham said there is no, when the gezera is instituted, there's no longer mitzvah midiraisa, then there's no point of him blowing the third, that final tkiah.
Yeah, but then you have
an issue of
brachah
v'atzalah. But there's nothing you could do about it. Because once Chacham say there is no keem of shofar anymore, they're uprooted, it can't help. It's too late at that point.
But even if they just made an isser and they weren't okay the keem, you still wouldn't get a mitzvah because of mitzvah baba avera, which is not a mitzvah.
No, you still would. This would be different. Firstly, a gzera, whether isser midirbanan, Mitzvah b'aveir is a whole other topic. You're right.
Does that apply if the Isser is derabanan?
Not necessarily. It's a larger topic. It's a good question, but it's a much larger topic, how that works exactly, what types of aveiros, if it's... but this is a discussion in the post-game. I'll give you another example. Let's say comes to Shema, Naitan, the first mission in all of Shas. So we pass like Chachamim, that a person shouldn't say Mara Shema after Chatzos. Even though Midraisa, you could say all night long. You could say until Alos HaShachar, you could say Shema at night. The Chachamim say it should be Chatzos, until midnight. Why? It says the Gemara, Kedei Laharchik Min Aveira. Lest the person, if you knew you have all night, you'll say, ah, I got more time. So in order to put a little pressure on you, they say, don't say it past midnight. Oh, I'll make sure I'll get in by the time. Let's say the comes 12:01, whatever Chatzos is, 12:01. I didn't say Shema. Would I get the mitzvah for saying Shema at that point or not? So the Talmud Rabbeinu Yonah in the back of Maseches Brachos has a machlokas. One opinion says, of course you should say it, Shema. But the Raisa, I could say it all night long. Chum just made a siag, a gzera. But if I pass Chatzos, of course I could get the kiyum, the Raisa. Rabbeinu Yonah himself says no. Once Chachamim instituted a gzera of Chatzos, they were oker davar min haTorah, and you cannot fulfill the mitzvah anymore after Chatzos. They remove that kiyum deraisa. So this is a machlokas we find in many places. When Chachamim made a takana, made a gzera, did they uproot the mitzvah deraisa, or did they not uproot the mitzvah deraisa? So now let's go back to our case. The case of Kiddush in Shul. Says the Minchas Chinuch, since even though midraisa Kiddush is sufficient to be said with Dvarim Ba'alma by simply saying Good Shabbos or whatever word you need to say, once Chacham instituted the mitzvah of saying it on wine, that now said, anytime you say it with Dvarim Ba'alma, without wine, you do not get the Kiyum Deraisa anymore. They uprooted the Kiyum Deraisa. So when you and I say whatever we say in Shul Friday night, since there's no grape juice, we don't get the mitzvah. Ah, midraisa, you don't need Kiddush? Doesn't make a difference. Says the Minchas Chinuch, the moment the Chacham instituted the grape juice, the wine, that becomes the new mitzvah deraisa, and we have not fulfilled the mitzvah deraisa in shul. And then when we go home and we're motzi our wives, we're motzi them on a deraisa level. So that's, I think, six or seven answers we gave, how it and understandable how a man could go home and be motzi their wife Kiddush. Okay.
So the Rabbana can change the deraisa.
Yes, according to one opinion, they could be ochre. They could uproot b'shev yaltase. They can't proactively, but if you right. By sitting back and do nothing, even though you missed the mitzvah of shofar, you haven't done anything, you just sat back, they could push away a mitzvah deraisa in b'shev yaltase. But the question becomes, if you do the mitzvah, though, against Chacham, will you get the check mark, or will you not get the check mark? How far did their Akira's davar mitzvah go?
And is the halacha accepted halacha like the Rabbi Akiva Eger, the women mentioned that the women don't have a mitzvah deraisa benching?
Yeah, you know, we the Gemara itself says that so women, yeah, the Gemara itself says they don't have a chiv because of brischa and taraska. I'll tell you an interesting side. Yeah.
It's not controversial. That's it.
Okay. Yeah. That's on that point, I'll tell you interesting tosos there and the Rajba on that point, just as a complete side point, just because that was a little overload for you guys, all the different shitas. But there's a Tosos asks why are women putter from benching? So there's a machlokas. Rashi says because since they don't have a chelik ba'aretz, and benching is very much connected to chalukas aretz, to having a chelik in the land of Eretz Yisrael, since women are not given a chelik, they don't bench. So Tosos says, so what about Levim? What about Kohanim? They also don't have a chaluka in Eretz Yisrael. Are you going to tell me that Kohanim Levim are not chayiv in benching with their Isa because they don't have a chelik ba'aretz? So that's crazy. It's absurd. The Talmud therefore writes that it's because brischa and taraska, because women don't have a bris milah mitzvah, they don't have the mitzvah to learn Torah. But in fact, the Magen Avraham says, I think he has a shita like this. Shulchan Aruch Gevurim quotes this shita that Kohanim Levim only have a chiv midrabanan to bench. They don't have a chiv the rice at the bench because they have no chalukah baretz. So it becomes a very interesting issue. Again, since the whole discussion, what?
My sympathies. Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Who got a chelik? They only got it because they're a special din by them.
Isn't there an idea in the like to give honor to a kohen to bench?
Yeah, exactly. Right. So this would pose a problem. Right. It's a very good question. No, it's very true.
Or you hold it there because they're b'klal men in general that even if they don't have the mitzvah, of Nachmas Haaretz, it's still, they're still in that general category.
I mean, right, it could be the general category, but personally, though, they don't have a chiv. We personally do have a chiv deraisa, just in this shita. But personally, they would not have a chiv deraisa according to this opinion, in the Magen Avraham. So it would be a very interesting question then. You would imagine you should give for a person who's chayav midiraisa to lead benching. So, but I guess the kavod to show a kohen and perhaps to show a levi also maybe that might override the giving a deraisa versus their bottom. It gets to another question. Just since we're off topic, why not? There's a discussion machlokis and shagas arya pnei Yeshua when it comes to tadir v'sheino tadir. There's a concept that a person should do with a mitzvah that's more frequent over a mitzvah that's not as frequent. So for example, we put tallis on before tefillin. Tallis we wear every single day of the week, and tefillin we only wear 6 days of the week. The tallis is more tadir, tefillin ain't no tadir. Tadir shein tadir, tadir kodim. So the Gemara in Tzvachim says also, that which is makudosh, that which is ain't makudosh, that which is more kadosh, goes before that which is not as kadosh. So the Pnei Yeshua and Shagazari have a question. Let's say you have a mitzvah deraisa and a mitzvah derabanan. Which one should you do first? So some say, well, it's the same idea. Deraisa should be makudosh, and the Rabban is Einim HaKudosh. So the Pnei Yeshua, I think Pnei Yeshua says this way, you should do the Davar Torah first, because that's considered HaKudosh than the other one. And Shagashari says, no, not true at all. HaKudosh has nothing to do with Deraisa versus Derabbanan. And he thinks that's not considered a fair reason to put Deraisas first. But at least according to the Pnei Yeshua, it would seem that a person who's Chayiv Deraisa should leave benching, as opposed to a person who's only Chayiv on a Derabbanan level. It's also relevant to, let's say, too off tangent. Let's get back on track then. Let's just do one final piece. It's already late now. So let's just do this very interesting number 9, Rabbi Akiva Eiger. There are other points that came up in terms of making kiddush for other people. It's not so nogea for us, but the Shulchan Aruch talks about a place. Let's say I'm not having a suda. Let's say you're a Weinberger, for example. He makes kiddush downstairs. He doesn't eat at all. So how could he make kiddush? He's not makom suda. So Shulchan Aruch writes that if it's a situation, if it's suda for the acherim, that's good enough. The person being mekadish himself doesn't need to have a suda. As long as someone's having a suda, that's sufficient. So it happens in communities where there are almanos or grushos that have no one to make kiddush for them, even though they can on their own. Sometimes there's certain rabbanim who go around making kiddush at each house. So they feel a certain level of comfort, and it's a very nice thing. So how could it be the Rav isn't having a suda with them? So since the suda is being fulfilled ayde acherim, so therefore the Shulchan Aruch paskins that kiddush works as well. But there's a very important point in terms of being mekadish for other people. The Shulchan Aruch writes it's only if they don't know how to do this. If they don't know how to make kiddush, should a person be motzi? But if they do know how to make kiddush, so then it's better for them to make kiddush. So let's say at my house. So many times I don't have kiddush here downstairs in shul usually. A lot of problems with kiddush. People have, there are a lot of shilas that come up. We should spend the shir on shilas that come up at a kiddush. So what I'll do sometimes, the shal should, rather at the hashkama. So after hashkama, if we have kiddush downstairs, I'll get two challahs and I'll make motzi. And that'll be my lunch. During kiddush, I have challahs, I have chulin, I have kugel. And when I get home, so now that's my shal shuddis. My lunch is my shal shuddis. So then I tell my wife should make kiddush. So my wife makes kiddush on her own because she hasn't yet said kiddush yet. I have said kiddush. I even was yotz my lunch, but I have no chiv of kiddush anymore. So then I have her make kiddush. Unless there are other people who are around. If there are other guests that we're having over, I wouldn't have her say kiddush in front of other people. It's brought down by the Mishnah Berurah. It's a zilzal to have a woman say kiddush and rabim like that. So we don't allow for that. But if it's just our family, so then I would have her make kiddush instead of me.
So she's motzi the kids.
Exactly, motzi right now. When son becomes bar mitzvah, though.
She's not included in harvest. How could she be motzi the kids?
But the kids are only midirban as well. The same level of chiv exists for everyone. When my son becomes bar mitzvah, so then he'll start doing the kiddush.
You could make kiddush for your family.
I can. Yeah. No, in theory I can. The Shulchan Aruch says that if a person, you really should only do this Indian of being motzi if they don't know how. But if they do know how, better for them to say it by themselves. The Be'er Halacha says, in number 8, he says, even if they know how, b'di'eved, you could be motzi them anyways. So that's just a point to think about.
You could drink wine at the table because you have the same level of berachas hananin.
I could drink wine. I would have to say, a separate bracha for wine. Yeah, hagafen. Yeah.
The same level as you for the brachas.
Yeah, I'm not being yotze with her at all. I read it's shal shudas for me.
But you can be yotze for drinking wine from her kiddush.
No, but I'm not being yotze with her at all. So it's meaningless for me since it's for me shal shudas. Mm-hmm.
But she has you in mind. If she has you in mind.
I don't think it would work. I don't think so. I don't think so.
So if lunch is your shalosh yudis, what's your shalosh yudis? See that Mashiach?
There's an opinion of the guy. I don't have shalosh yudis at that point, but if there's an opinion of the Gemara, Rav Chilkiyah, I think he says Rav Chilkiyah would have four sudas on every Shabbos. So that's something I try to fulfill Rav Chilkiyah.
When you make kiddush, you have to have in mind that you want to eat, right?
Have in mind
that you want to be yotze kiddush with your own kiddush.
Yeah, yeah, no, for sure. Whenever you do a mitzvah, you should always have a kavanah.
Kiddush without being yotze kiddush, right? Is that what he says here?
Can't be yotze.
The second time, the third.
No, in the first time you make kiddush for others. Let's say Rebbe, when he makes kiddush, is he yotze kiddush?
No, because for him he's not eating it. Yeah, he's not yotze. He's not eating anything. Yeah.
What if he changes his mind and says, you know what, I really want it? Does he have to make another kiddush?
Mistama.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just the final source here, number 9, just for an interesting question he raised, an interesting topic. He says, what's halacha? It's a question in general. Many halachas related to this point, but let's say it's not Shabbos for me yet. It's the Erev Shabbos, and my neighbor was Makabel Tosefa Shabbos. And he can't take Kiddush. So he asks me, who I'm not, haven't started Shabbos yet, it's 6 o'clock, let's say, or now it's earlier, it's 5 o'clock, it's not Shabbos yet. But he took about him Shabbos. Could I go ahead and be motzei kiddush for him? Even though for me it's not Shabbos yet. So you have questions like this a lot. Let's say my friend was mekabel Shabbos and he wants me to do a malacha for him. I didn't accept Shabbos. Could I do that? And many questions like this. But at least in the area of kiddush, can I be motzei him even though it's not Shabbos for me right now? So that's the suffix Rabbi Akiva Eiger has. So he says there's a raya from the Megillah. That a person who's a ben ir versus a ben krach, a guy who lands in Yudalad of Megillah, Yudalad of Adar, and a guy who's a Yushalayim and Tezvav. So can you be motzi each other? And the Gemara Yushalayim says you can't because they're different chiyuvim. The guy in Tezvav can't land on Yudalad because Yudalad is not a Purim for him. And Yudalad guy can't land on Tezvav because Tezvav isn't Purim for him. So he can't be motzi. So one would say, perhaps, that I can't be motzim. Since it's not Shabbos for me right now, it's a chol, I can't, the Kiddush doesn't exist in my world. Or he says, maybe the case of Shabbos is different. Because in the case of Shabbos, it's biyado. If I wanted, I could right now say Shabbos is now. I could say good Shabbos and create Shabbos. I have the ability to turn now into Shabbos, and therefore maybe we are closely connected. As opposed to the case of Purim, I can't change a dal into Tezvav or vice versa. That's against my will. And therefore there might be a difference. And he leaves off as a tzarachin, as a very interesting food for thought.
What was the next question?